Well, thank you, Leslie, and good morning, everyone. Welcome to today's In Touch on WCCI. In Touch is heard Monday through Friday at 11:40 a.m. And we're joined today via the telephone by Sarah Bridges. She's the author of the new book, A Bad Reaction. And Sarah, I'm going to let you explain a little bit about the book and your connection, because obviously there is a personal connection there and a professional connection as well. Let's talk a little bit about the book and how it came about through your personal experiences.
Sure. First of all, great to be here. I have both, as you said, a professional and a personal connection to this issue. I'm a neuropsychologist by training, and when I was in my graduate school studies, I had my second child, a son, and he was born healthy, and everything was going along well until he was 4 months old, and we took him in for his well baby check, where he got the typical spate of vaccines. And that night, he became very, very ill. He had a high-pitched scream that woke us up and went into a two-hour grand mal seizure at the hospital. And the attending ER physician pulled me aside and told me he'd had a very severe reaction to his pertussis shot. He'd developed a brain infection called encephalopathy, and he proceeded to have more and more seizures, and it started a trajectory that ended up years later where we are today, that he has severe disabilities and autism. In the course of that, we went through the CDC's vaccine court. There's a brick-and-mortar court in Washington, D.C. that's been set up years ago for kids that are injured or killed by vaccines, and we went through that process. And the book that I've written is really talking about both raising a disabled child and winning our case in the vaccine court.
And I know that this is a very important, you know, subject, and we hear so much about it. In the book, what kind of information do you put forth to kind of share with people who are seeking more information about, you know, vaccinations before and after something like this might happen?
Yeah, the book is a personal memoir talking about the experience, but there is information. The goal was not to set out and provide everybody all of the facts on vaccines. That's something that you can gather very good and comprehensive information through a number of sources. One is the CDC's website itself, where it has a table of vaccines, the known side effects, including, for instance, what happened to my son, the pertussis shot leading to a brain infection that causes a brain injury and all these other issues. You can also go to a place called the National Vaccine Information Center that has a number of different pages and tabs that you can go into looking at research on vaccines and questions you can ask.
And Sarah, as you say, you have some personal stories in there. There's probably a lot of challenges with raising your son, but also probably moments that bring you pride and make you smile. Are you sharing some of those in the book as well?
There really are both, and I want to make clear the book is not something you pick up and it's a big downer just reading about all the medical pieces. It is talking about how challenging to any of the parents out there that have a child with autism or other developmental issues. It is really hard. At the same time, the joke that I always say, I have a number of children, and I will say Porter, my son with disabilities, is the best adjusted person in our family. I mean, he is filled with grace. He's a happy person. His default setting is to be connected to people. He has no even awareness about things like race or religion or age. He just defaults to giving you a big hug. So it's, you know, you get all those pieces with somebody with a challenge like autism or developmental delays. There's a piece that's really hard, but there's a whole world that opens up also.
Well, and I'm guessing as people read this, they come to know Porter, and he probably touches lives not only through the book, but through all your friends and relatives as well, because it sounds like he's just a very special young man.
He really is a special person. You know, as a psychologist, one of the things that I've always found interesting, there's ways that we can study bias and stereotypes in people, even below the level of awareness, just body reactions. One of the things that we found research-wise is the only group of people that have no pre-existing biases are people with disabilities. And Porter bears that out. He has been nothing but a connector in our family and someone that teaches us about resilience and love every single day.
And in this book, Sarah, is there information about autism? Because it seems like it's been on the rise as of late, and many people are dealing with children who have some sort of disorder along the spectrum. If you would, you know, let us know, is there a point in the book where you kind of address some of those issues as well?
I do address those issues, and I address them in real time in the book. In the way that we address them when we're raising a child on the spectrum, you don't have all the data right away. Whether it's a brain injury like my son had or you just slowly become aware of the issues, you take it day by day, you know, one day at a time. And the school system can be one source of help. Sometimes your county services are a source of help. The great thing today is that through the internet and through the advocacy groups, Googling autism or any of the neurological conditions that so many children have, you can find all sorts of information. And the one thing I would say above all else is connect with other parents. They will be your greatest source of information. They've been through the ropes here, and they can, you know, tell you how you get through it and give you that moral support that you're going to need.
We are visiting today with Sarah Bridges, author of the new book, A Bad Reaction. And Sarah, you've written a number of books over the course of time. Was this the most difficult book to write, or maybe was it in the middle somewhere? Let's talk about the experience in writing it.
You know, it definitely would have been the most difficult book to write if I'd written it close to when my son's injury happened. It was incredibly traumatic, and the other children really struggled, and my marriage broke up. I chose to write it many years after the event. Porter, at this point, is doing very well. The whole family is doing really well. And I found it, today writing it, to be really a cathartic, positive experience. And the connection and the reception I've gotten from other parents has been nothing but uplifting.
Well, Sarah, that's fantastic, and we really appreciate your time. We appreciate the advanced copy of the book as well. We just want to add any final thoughts that you might have right now, and where can people interested out there find out more information about purchasing the book, if you would share?
Sure. I would love to hear from anybody else going through these kinds of issues or just hear about your story. You can purchase the book through Amazon or the website abadreaction.com, or reach us on Facebook. We have a great community there that helps each other, supports each other, and shares information.
Well, that's great. We certainly appreciate the time today. Thank you so much for being with us. The invitation is always there to come back in the future and keep us updated. But again, thank you, and hopefully people will reach out to you there and you know, take a look at that book and share in your memories that you put forth there. So thank you so much, Sarah.
Thank you so much for having me. I really enjoyed it.